Love is this amazing tree of righteousness that God's created us to be. And if love does what love does, love doesn't have to bear witness of the kind of tree it is. See, when you go to an apple orchard, you see apple trees, but you don't hear them screaming, "Apples! Apples! I'm an apple tree, come on!" They're just apple trees because they bear apples. Cherry trees are cherry trees because they don't bear apples. They bear cherries because they're cherry trees. So if a good tree can't bear bad fruit and a bad tree can't bear good fruit, could it be that because we don't understand patience, because the first thing love is patient, could it be that we're trying to sell our relatives our fruit instead of allowing them to pick it? Could it be that our hope is deferred because they don't appreciate us? And could it be that the Bible says that hope is in you and you don't need appreciation of man? See, I wasn't trying to tell my wife what kind of tree I was. I just knew that if I held steadfast, didn't lose heart, and held on, I would reap. And the reality of this thing is, I came out of my bedroom after crying my head off. I mean, I cry a lot. I share and I cry. It's crazy. It's hard. I came up here and I was doing really good until I came right here and Tom started praying for me. And I'm like, I'm going to lose it. It's weird. I hardly hold it together. I'm in love, man. It's not an option. Loving you is not an option. It's why I'm on the earth. Setting an example in the face of total adversity is why I'm on the earth. Living and walking a life and living a life that's worthy of the calling is why I'm on the earth. Living a life and walking when everybody misunderstands, I will live and walk with the peace that surpasses even my ability to understand because I'm right with him. He lives in me. He wanted me, so now he has me. I'm not ready to give that thing up for nothing, for nobody. Take my life, take everything I have, take all my clothes, take all my money, take my house, take everything, and I will be okay. Godly contentment is great gain. Being content with who he's created you to be and what he says you have is amazing. No, I'm not like satisfied. There's more. I'm just touching the tip of this thing. It's so much more. I am like, it feels like I'm, oh God. There's a place where everybody we touch gets healed, period. There is a place where everybody that we pray for gets made whole. There's a place. There's a place. I believe personally. I believe that God said anything I ask in prayer, believing and not doubting, I'll have whatever I ask for. And I know that it's God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Come to the knowledge of him. I believe it's God's will that you be saved. And if you don't want to, you don't have a choice because I've claimed you. People argue with that. Well, they have to make a decision. That's right. But their mind is clouded and it's demonically inspired to fight against God. It says their carnal mind is at war against God. But if your mind wasn't carnal, you'd be a friend of God. So since I'm a friend, I'm not going to allow your carnality to get in the way of you coming into the kingdom. And you will be on my team, period. If you cross my path and you argue with me about this, too bad for you. You will be a Christian and you will love God. Well, that's not scriptural. It is. God said, anything I ask in prayer, believing. Anything I ask according to his will, I'll have it. And God's will is that all men be saved. I came to my wife and I said, what's going on? She's on the couch crying. I said, what's up? She goes, God just spoke to me. I said, what do you say? She said that this has been him the whole time. You're not crazy. You just believe him. I said, I do. And I love you. She goes, who am I to stand in the way of God? 9 months of hell. Like you have no idea. It wasn't over. It was just the beginning. It was one amazing breakthrough. But I got a whole family on both sides that constantly persecute, ridicule, be angry, be mean. to my face, mock and scoff. God is not mocked. If you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap of the Spirit. If you sow of the flesh, get an attitude. Man, we don't want that one. So I'm pressing in, pressing in, pressing in. Still, there's times where we go to a place and it's profuse, man. I'm just going to explain today a little, okay? And explain what profuse means. Then I'm going to talk about one more thing and we're going to pray. You guys all right? I can preach this all day and all night and it's not good because I don't know what time it is and I've been going. Oh my goodness. I repent in the name of the Lord Jesus. I know it's 10 o'clock and I am so sorry. It's not gonna work. It's not. I want to inspire you. I actually have a godly jealousy, I promise, man, inside of me. That I might present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Why? For me, the chaste virgin means that you haven't been with the world. That you've got a blank canvas that nothing's on. That I might present you that way to the Lord tonight. That you might leave here with a blank canvas. That you might say, oh God, I'm wrecked. And the next time someone comes against you and when it comes to healing, you don't rebuke them. You don't command them to get away from you. You don't even think they're the devil. You don't say, get behind me, Satan. It would cause you to cry out for them. But the reality of this thing is that it wouldn't hurt you. It would cause you to hurt for. Because intercession, because you've been hurt by, is an intercession. It's complaint. But interceding because people don't know who they are, you're crying out for them to see who they are, not because of it'll benefit you, but because they'll finally know they're a son or a daughter, that is where it's at. So today, I'm sitting there praying for that lady, the one that we got our meal for her, and I hear in my heart, I said, ma'am, to her daughter, I said, something happened about 2.5-3 years ago that totally devastated you. I mean, they think I'm crazy because I'm praying for healing. I bought their meal. I didn't buy it to like buy my way to pray for them. I just heard in my heart. And they said, well, yeah, okay. So something happened in the last 2 or 3 years that completely just devastated you. And I said, you have a daughter? She said, yes, I do. And 2 sons. I said, well, something specifically with the daughter just completely just wrecked her. And I need to pray for your daughter right now. And here's what I hear. That she needs to understand that she's a mama's girl. She said, well, she was a daddy's girl, but her daddy died 2.5 years ago. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that. And the Lord said, he died of a heart attack. I said, a heart attack? She said, yeah, she's totally freaked out. I don't expect her to understand. They're both Christians. They both believe in the Lord Jesus. I said, I'm going to pray for her right now, okay? Okay, that would be great. Trying to hold it together. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you. Healing. Freedom for the daughter. Freedom for the mama. Freedom for the grandma. Healing for all of them. Bless them financially. Sow into them. Thank you, Jesus. Walk away and tell them how amazing Jesus is and how important they are to God. Tell her that God did not take out your husband. Thank you so much. I said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, honey. God did not give your husband a heart attack. I know. Okay, I just need to tell you that. Bless you. Thank you so much. I won't bother you anymore. I go to my table and I go to sit down. And as soon as I go to sit down, we're just talking. And I see a lady walk by me. She's like, and I hear, and I can sense the load on her back because of the eyes that she has. And I said, hey. She goes, yes. I said, I just need to talk to you right now. She said, about what? I said, I just want to tell you that when I came in here and I saw you just walk by, I just got in here. I'm not from here. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm here on a trip. I said, but I just saw your eyes. I said, you're hurting so bad right now. And physically too, but emotionally, you're just crushed right now. really bad. She goes, I really am. I said, listen, I'm a Christian. She goes, me too. I said, this is probably not the place for me to do this. So can we go in the office? She's the manager. She says, sure. We go in the office and I start pouring out my heart. She goes, oh my God. Oh my God. I said, you've had a vision of pouring in to women and you've had a vision. I said, you're a mama, right? I said, you got two kids, boy and a girl, son and a daughter. Yes. I said, man, I said, this is awesome. Your son is so into sports. He's so going after sports. He's performance oriented. Sports is everything to him. But your daughter, it's different with her. She wants to work in the medical field. She wants to. She's like, oh my God, she's in college. She's in biology. She's going to med school. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. No, it gets better. Listen to me. You've been struggling. You've been trying to make it. You've been an independent mama. You've been working hard. And God just wants to tell you that he is so pleased with you. She goes, I can't believe this is happening right now. You have no idea what my day is. I said, but my father does, and he's your father too. I said, listen, your back is totally messed up. She goes, 2 days ago, I hurt my back really bad. It's really hurt. I said, I just need to pray for you. So we prayed. She goes, oh my God, what are you doing? I said, I'm bringing the gospel. Telling you how amazing you are. See, we as Christians, you and I, see, what we get to do is we get to change the lives of others everywhere we walk, no matter where we go. And you're a manager and you're ahead of all these people. So God's placed you in this place. You've been here for 4 years, right? Oh my God. It's overwhelming. It's not for selfish gain. It's not for me to just share a testimony. It's to show you what's available. This is just a part of it, but it's in everyday life. But it started really hard and really tough. And everybody telling me, no, 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 no. But God didn't say no. His promises are yes and in him. Amen. And if all the belief system of the believer and all the promises for the believer were in him, yes and amen, and you were the devil, what would you come after? You'd come after the belief system of the believer so they'd never realize what they have, who their father is, and you'd confuse them and mix them up and make them all about the life that's against them instead of the Christ that's for them. So this lady's like, this is crazy. I said, you're amazing. She goes, I'm overwhelmed. And I said, you are an overwhelmed Christian. And that's what we need to be. So nice to meet you today. Thanks for letting me come in your office and pray for you. This was crazy. I said, I'm going to bless your staff today while I'm here. I'm going to walk around and talk to them, pray for them, and Jesus is going to touch them. It's going to be awesome. She goes, you do that. I said, but I'm not here every day. You are. Okay, I get it. I said, awesome, bless you. Nice to meet you, I'm gonna go out there. She's like, thank you so much, I gotta get to work. Boom, she goes, totally different attitude, totally different mindset. Hope has been restored. Hope deferred that was making her heart sick is not there anymore. It's hope restored. I go back to the table. And the people that are with me are talking to people. It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's Christianity. Yay, it's not outreach. It's lunchtime. So they're talking to a mama and her daughter. And the mama goes to leave and she says thank you. Because they just told her. They were just telling her, edifying, encouraging her, building her up, telling her stuff. Awesome stuff. Talking to the daughter. And they're going to leave. And I said, hey, hold on 1 second. And when the daughter passed me, I just saw a basketball. Just real quick. I don't normally get pictures, but thank goodness for Bob. I do. I mean, it showed me there's more, you know? That's what we're doing, stretching you like rubber bands. Silly putty. Hoping to stamp God's face on it. Silly putty picks up a picture, you know? Okay. So anyway, it wasn't funny, was it? I'm trying, man. I'm coming out of the overwhelmed. I'm getting this stuff out of my heart. I'm feeling like that thing restored. I'm just pouring it out. So the lady comes over and I said, man, I said, do you play basketball? And she had a basketball on her sweatshirt. Her back was to me when she walked. She came, I said, do you play basketball? She goes, she wants to. She keeps talking about it. And I said, you know what I see? She's 12. I said, you know what I see? I see a girl that loves to play with little kids. You have trouble when it comes to adults. It's a struggle for you. And it's a fear. You're scared of this stuff. She looks at me and she starts to like back up a little bit. It's okay. I said, you know what I see? I see you actually being in Africa and I see you seeing kids kicking around a ball of tape. Because they don't have anything. See, you've been brought up and you have a lot. These kids have nothing. And your heart is going to be so drawn to that. She looks at me and I start staring a little bit more. She goes, serious. I didn't come out of her. But it was coming out. Because that's what love does. I'm telling you the truth. I've seen this so many times. I don't name the demons and try to cast them all and this, that, what's your name? I believe, honestly, this is what I believe. I believe that we got that doctrine out of where Jesus saw the man that, you know, that had like the legion, right? And I believe that we say Jesus said, what's your name to the demon? But I don't see it that way. I believe that Jesus said, what's your name to the man? And he couldn't speak, so the demon did. I believe that personally. He asked the man's name. The man couldn't talk. So the legion spoke. And Jesus didn't go, oh, really? Well, what are all your names? Just food for thought. So stop naming them. Just love people and they got to go. So the girl's like, and the mama goes, she must have had too much to eat. They get napkins and hold her there. She doesn't throw up. She looks at me with clear eyes. And I said, hey. She goes, I said, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, you believe in Jesus? Huh? I said, he needs to set up his home in you right now, okay? Okay. I said, you're not afraid, are you? She goes, no. I said, come on, let's pray. So we filled. And the mama's like, awesome. She's like freaked out. She walks away and they're still praying for people in the restaurant. It's awesome. And I'm overwhelmed. I'm trying to talk about what's going on, but I can't because I'm hearing God for people around me. And I'm talking but I can't get the words because I'm overwhelmed. This isn't like some like kind of fun thing for me to show off, man. This is life. This is every day. Whether I'm in front of you or I'm by myself, it doesn't matter. This thing got established at my workplace, got established in my life, gets established everywhere I'm going. I've been in dentist's office where I'm in there talking to people in the lobby. Then I go and I have to get my teeth worked on. So I go back there, I get my teeth yanked out, I come back out. I don't know what I look like. I've got gauze all over my face. And I've got a blood ring around my lips. I don't know what I look like, but I do know that I got a word about the lady that's behind the desk, and I need to pray for her. I got to get my tongue. I promise. I have no idea. This is awesome. It's on, man. Yes, I do. Can I pray for you? Okay. I didn't understand, because a lot of people look at me weird. I'm in airports. People are like, what is going on? I've been through metal detectors and have a word in my heart, before I go through there, ladies on the other side, how you doing today? Okay. And I said, your throat is really bad, huh? She said, I have throat cancer. I go, really? I said, you're kidding me. She goes, yeah, it's my turn to walk through. I walk through. I said, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, for this brand new throat cancer. I command you, get out in Jesus' name. Right in security, right there, when you're walking through the metal detector, that is not a good thing. A promise. Are you okay? So our lady, Barbara, she's not talking to anybody. They try to talk to her, try to be nice to her. She's not happy at all. She's mad. And she's like mad. She spilled a cup on my buddy's lap. It's awesome. I said, it could have been coffee, dude. It's okay. You're right. Good. I mean, and he's so nice. It's okay. Hey, listen, I just had my, well, how many years? 40th year, 40th of filled with the Spirit, right? He says, just last week, I just got baptized again. It's all right. I'm like, that's awesome. I said to her, I said, you're amazing. She goes, what did she say? No, but what did she say when I said, you're amazing? She goes, no, she said something to me. You are distracting me. She walked away. That's the beginning. She gives her a hard time. She tries to love on her. Just tell her how amazing. People don't know what love is. Because everybody wants something. Nobody just loves somebody with no motive. But that's what God did. God so loved the world that he gave, man. He gave. I just taught on it. Blessing people, financially overwhelming people, blessing them. So now this very thing that I just shared, I've got some lady that's so angry, man. Angry. Tell her Jesus loves her. Yeah, whatever. Really? Attitude. She comes back. She goes, that's the second time. She just turned her back straight up on me again. I said, you're kidding me. I said, how much do I got? Guys, come on. We need to take an offering right now. They're all like, let's do it. Whole table, man. Just blessed her. Just got it together. Counting it. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 200, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I feel like a game show host, man. But it's different. It's not let's make a deal. It's not Wheel of Fortune. It comes to 300, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, ding, John 3:16. And I went, John, and we all went, oh, I got to do this. You guys can't come with me, okay? Because she's going to be freaked if the whole gang goes, we just want to bless you. She's going to be like, ah! And it's not about causing a scene. We've had waitresses freak, scream, cry, holler, shake, hit the floor, all of it. But a lot of them just go, whatever. But you have to believe that seed, some sow, some water, God brings the increase. Some sow, some water, God brings the increase. She says, why are you doing this? I said, we just want to bless you, you know? And I want to tell you that God's not a thief. He didn't steal from you. And I'm sorry on behalf of the church because I'm part of her. For what you went through. But I'm telling you that John 3:16, which is the exact amount, we didn't plan it, God did. God so loved you that he gave. No strings. Well, thank you very much. I said, however, I do want a hug. She goes, yeah. She walks on her way. Doesn't say, thank you so much. Oh my God, you guys are really Christians. But she's got to count that at the end of the day. Again, and get to 310, 311, 312, 313, 14, 15, 16. Oh my God. I'm sorry. That's where my faith is. I promise you.